following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com.
Hey there! This is Misfits Making It. We're oddballs and we're doing cool stuff. I'm your host, Lauren Lojudice. This is the podcast version of the shows that I host in New York City and the road, the Misfit Variety Show, and all of the shows that I host down at the Capiche Club in Little Italy. All right, so this is the first episode of season 4, and the seasons haven't been like, oh, there will be 10 episodes. It's basically like we do a bunch of stuff, and then I'm like, we need to pause and reflect and think about what we're doing, and this season was no different. I think this season 3 lasted for like 2 years. I kept like thinking of more people I wanted to interview, and it felt like we were on a roll of like understanding this process of understanding of like misfits and talking to people, and it felt like we were in the pocket. And then I was like, okay, great, we did the thing. Now let's think about what we're doing and like what purpose does a podcast featuring people with unique career paths and lives who are like doing great, and like how do we get inspiration from that? Like what is the purpose of doing this at this juncture, and how is it the same or different than when we started? Now what I did to help me understand this is I went to y'all. We had on my email list, which you can sign up at laurenlogie.com. I asked y'all, like, what is a misfit? What's the first thing that comes to mind? And who comes to mind when you think about being a misfit? Now, I did some of these in person with people, meaning just like someone I thought would be fun to come to a show, someone I see at shows, things like that. And I ask them those questions, and it led to some interesting conversations. One thing which is very interesting slash kind of sad is that being a misfit is different now than when we started this podcast. This started in like 2020-ish, maybe 2019, and it was called Reconcile the Aisle. And it was doing a lot about like reconciling all of the different political things that were happening and making it hard for misfit types like ourselves to thrive. So I thought a lot about that's what we were covering in that show. So I interviewed a lot of like activists and also artists doing stuff, and also academics who could like help understand what's going on. Then after some time, I was like, all right, I think this was like 2021-ish, 22. I was like, all right, so we've done that, have a lot of great resources and help, but like, we're in a different space in the world. This is after Donald was defeated. And so it felt like, all right, now we can just focus on thriving and like just being misfits, making it, instead of just like trying to reconcile all the stuff. Then that took a turn last year. And now being a misfit is more loaded than I ever thought possible. People have said this to me, and people responded that being a misfit is different now, that it is dangerous, it's loaded. People don't want to be labeled other for a few different reasons. One, just like it being a dangerous time to be other, when people who were othered are being persecuted in many ways. I mean, they always were, but now it's like intense. And the other thing is like being afraid of like social, they said, figured people have talked about how like being on social media, people are afraid to be cringe. Like, are they going to do or say something that's going to get them flack or make them feel like they misstepped in this way that they didn't want to. And I'm not just saying like not being woke. I'm just saying in some way that they are like basically ridiculed. Cause like the internet is one big shitstorm bully party where people can dogpile onto you. And it's happened to me and it's awful. It's awful. And so people feel like being labeled other in some way can like lead to that maybe. And also people are want to make sure that your brand of misfit is like our brand of misfit, because people do. I have seen people who are at heart, when you get down to it, are mean and exclusionary. They use words like we're different than the rest, kind of thing. I don't want you to go look up where these people are saying it, but it's a school. And they do say things like that, and they are awful. And so I feel like people are a little bit like, all right, so you say misfit, what does that mean? Are you queer friendly? Like, what does that mean? Like, are you a misfit in that you don't want to like go with the crowd of being queer accepting? So people are more careful in general for all things. But the word misfit then isn't automatically just accepted as like, oh yeah, of course you're queer friendly. Of course, all of that. Like people are hesitant. Because of what it is. I was just talking to a friend that I knew from producing when we produced the Victoria show, which was like a performance, a club night and a performance party back down in Stonewall Inn. And, you know, we just call like, this was like 15 years ago and we just like called it Victoria. The flyers were cuckoo and had things on it that like people could probably understand, like made it very alternative, but and very misfitty. But we didn't have to necessarily say like, oh, it's it was a drag, basically a drag party for folk queens, bio queens, and the gay men trapped in our vaginas. We maybe said it the first time and then never again. We just called it Victoria, and like the flyers were a little bit odd and weird, and like we had certain sponsors that maybe tipped you off who we were, but. But just the fact that we were alternative, people trusted it and they came and they didn't like need to know all the details. They just knew it was something interesting. And then they came to the show. But I feel like now that wouldn't fly so easily. I feel like we'd need to like explain it more. So here are some things that you said in that I'm trying to explain and understand a misfit. Here are some things that y'all talked about. Some words that came to mind. Being weird. Fringes, beyond normal, living authentically, not fitting in, and rebel. Also interesting, some of y'all talked about some of the negative aspects of being a misfit, that sometimes you associate it with negative things. And that's what we're talking about. I was just saying too, like sometimes people are afraid of being a misfit. But I was surprised that also some people associated it with a negative connotation. So some people said hopeless, dirty, ones that no one wants. But in some way, like, you know, the island of misfit toys, no one wants them, but together we belong. Deep sadness about being alone. Defiance, I thought. I really, the sadness and the defiance is also some. I like the defiance is positive, though. But the sadness is definitely in the negative spectrum. Other words were other, outlier. Yeah. So definitely like this like double-edged sword. But what is it? Well, like John Lennon said, we want to belong, but we don't want to belong because we can't belong. So there is, I think that is very true to the misfit experience, that we both at the same time are like, yes, it's being weird. We're other, we're beyond normal. We're rebels. And we're also like sad because like, well, then where do I fit? Also interesting about who reminded you of misfits. Island of Misfit Toys came up a lot. So yes, that's going to be featured under December 3rd, Misfit Variety Show at Brooklyn Art House. We will be including those. I mean, also it's a holiday theme. So of course, but like that was interesting how many, not only the Island of Misfit Toys, but like everyone else, all the other who's that you responded to about who remind you you're a misfit were cartoon characters. Well, that was really, except or fictional characters in other ways, like humans, that characters played by humans. I guess they're played by humans with a voiceover, but you know, like they appeared as humans on screen. I guess. And now what do we do? Because now there's AI actors. I'm not sure how to, the nomenclature on this one. But anyway, fuck the AI actors, by the way, putting in there. That is so, that is exactly what the strike was about. And that's why we struck for so long, because we were like putting our foot down. Like, you cannot do this. You cannot go in this direction. But I feel like they've already found loopholes, which is so sad. All right. So fictional characters you mentioned. Dennis the Menace. One person did that. Puppets? Crow T Robot. I wasn't sure who that was, but that's cool. Oh, yeah. Like, specific Island and Misfit Toys people. The Dentist, Sally the Doll, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Grinch. I love that. You know, the Grinch is having some trouble. He lives. I have to watch that movie. I haven't. But I've read the books, I guess. He just lives far away and he's just sad. Okay. Usually mean, all the villains are sad in some way. You know, it's this double-edged sword, is the villains often are like just sad weirdos that are mean to other people. Often, not. But if we look at the story from their side, they're usually the ones that everyone's mean to them, and then they just become mean in response. Beat on that. It's usually like the people who are really awful are like the normies who want to make everyone else feel bad about being different. Those are the real villains. And not enough of those people get villainized in shows. It's always the weirdo who runs away from society because everyone kicks them out. Who is a true misfit, and then they're the villain. When there's a lot of the normies are some of the worst people out there. They're the ones making everyone feel bad and trying to keep everyone in line. Make them the villain. Okay. All right. Also, Misfits and Jem. I guess that's another cartoon. I think that's an older cartoon. Like maybe in 80s, is that Thundercats days? I don't know. I don't know any. I'm realizing more and more how many cultural references I don't understand. Even anyway, this makes me a misfit. I just don't understand. I just silo myself on learning about like certain things. Like, I know a ton about old Hollywood history. Like, I could tell you about like who was banging who in the queer lesbian circuit of like the 1930s. But then my friend the other day had on his radio in his car, and I was like, oh, wow, that's a great song. Who's that? He's like, Gwen Stefani. And I'm like, oh, is that a new song? He's like, Lauren, that came out 20 years ago. Okay. I don't know anything. All right. So other misfit thing that y'all know, Alien. I guess there was that movie. I don't watch scary movies. I can't do it. I get my imagination, but I think that's a movie that's very scary. Is that the one that comes out of the stomach? Is that the one? Let me know. Pinocchio. I could see that. I will not tell a lie. That whole thing, right? Pinocchio, his nose grew. Geppetto. There was a Jiminy Cricket. Pigpen. I think this is the same person who said that he thought misfits were maybe dirty and he didn't expect to think that. But he was like, oh my God, I have a negative connotation. See, they're hating on the misfits in all the media. But Pigpen is another one that people thought. Shrek. There was a song about being a misfit in Shrek that I looked at too. That's super fun. Also goths. Yeah, goths. Super, super misfits. I love... I have a special place in my heart for all of like the little teenagers from Long Island who hang out on 8th Street, Astor Place on the weekends and are all like goth with like their blue hair and their eyeliner and they hate everyone. I love you. Okay. Will Byers, Stranger Things. That came to mind. It's interesting that we see these people as in their minds. We have so many cultural touchstones, I guess, at some point, which signaled to us, like, that's what a misfit is. We make great characters because we're so individual. So that's the thing about being a misfit. We don't quite, like, fit in with any person. But when you're around other weirdos, you, like, fit in spiritually. You're, like, in the zone of people that also don't feel like they fit. You, like, fit because you don't fit. It works. I love this here too. This says freak flag fly. And that's what we try to do with the Mr. Variety Show. We give people ways and opportunities to let their freak flag fly in a way that's comfortable to them. You can come there and sit at the back and let your freak flag fly in a very like internal way. Let it just fly in your own mind that you feel happy and free. But you can also participate in different ways and let it fly. It's up to you. It's a choose your own adventure. But I think, yeah, letting our freak flags fly in all of their complexities, in all of our diversity of what they are is super important. And I think it's harder and harder to do that. And we've thought really carefully in the Misfit Variety Show about how we're going to make people like make it clear that that's what we're talking about. Now, what are we doing at the pod? What are we doing making it clear here at the podcast? Well, a few things is that I feel like we're connecting with this season. We're connecting with other podcasts that have similar vibes. So you can get to know other content and other people doing misfitty things around the internet. Also, we have guests who have created, I know a lot of misfits. So this season, I have dipped into a lot of people that I know. And I was like, we have the most fun conversations. I'm going to give you a light into me being nosy and asking them all sorts of things about their misfitty career. And we have people who've like also that I've gotten to know who awesome. And also there are people who have been a part of projects and art pieces and whatever that's like a TV show or a comedy thing. I love it. And I'm talking to people from those who can help us understand like behind the scenes of a really cool misfit project that I feel like is part of the mission of creating more spaces and opportunities for people to show all of their diversity of who they are, all the complexities to them, all the little like sides of their prism. So we brought those people onto the podcast season this year. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot. I know it's a lot of fun. We've recorded all of it. So not all, a lot of it. Yeah, we've recorded everything you're going to hear in the next 8 months. And so I know it's going to be a really fun ride. I think you're going to get a lot of inspiration for us. The only thing we can do right now, I mean, we could be out there, we could be protesting, we could be signing things and making phone calls. And the other thing is we need to be there for each other. And that is what the intention is for the next season, is to give us more opportunities to be together in community in a very multifarious, how do you say that? Multifarious, in a very many-sided community, and feeling strength that we embrace the fact that many people, all people, have different sides to their experience, and we're going to celebrate that fact. So, y'all, get ready. Misfit, it's making it, coming to you starting in the next week or so. We're getting it out. We're chill. You know us with the drops. We're like 2-3 weeks out about. Okay, we're coming to you. You know, we have a misfitty schedule, but we're misfitty people, and that's how we roll. You can always catch up with us. I think you know this. If you go to www.laurenlogi.com, you can sign up for a monthly update from me with behind the scenes about being a misfit in this world, how I'm coping, how I'm surviving, how I'm thriving, what things I'm up to. And also you'll get like a nice call out of some episodes that we put out since that last missive I sent you. And I don't send it out more than once a month because who's got the time, right? Who's got the time? Listen, I'm here for you. I'm cheering for you. This world is crazy, but you know, we're going to stick together dancing to the tune of our own misfit drum. All right. I'll see you soon. Season 4, Misfits Making It. Thank you to Ani Mercutian for editing, Edward Sheila at Radio Misfits Podcast Network, and Maddie McLennan for making the podcast art. And thanks to our listeners for bringing us back for another season. We'll see you soon.